For that, Pieter Rietmuller, Dis My Nommer. It is just after 10 past 8, and talking about numbers, we crunch numbers at this time on a Thursday with our financial advisor, Thane. And before we get into the nitty-gritties of our chat today, let me just remind you that Thane is an authorized financial services provider, and the information that you receive and the chats that you'll listen to between Thane and myself is for information, and you need to chat to your own financial advisor to kind of get him or her to give you the advice based on your needs. And with that, Thane, very good morning. Welcome.
Wow, thank you, Wayne. That is such a good disclaimer. Well, it's so good to be with you again. It's a good point. Make sure that whatever you hear is suitable to your own personal circumstances. That's a good intro there.
And Thane, today we're talking about time and its relationship to your finances and to your money.
Yes, yeah. Now, it is interesting because, I mean, I suppose we all realize we've all got the same number of hours in a day. Time is yours, actually, if you think about it. So that's the first aspect, is what you do with time is actually up to you, you know. So I know when I was sort of thinking about the chat, I thought, well, wait a bit. Time's not really mine. I'm working. So my time belongs to my boss or to my employer. But actually, time is yours. You just chose to sell that time for a certain rate.
Yes. Well, that's what they always say, is that, you know, you are selling time. So you've got to figure out how to use it effectively.
Like you mentioned, time is money, you know. So absolutely, it's a commodity, you know. And again, and for me, in a financial world, that's one of the first questions I asked, is about time. When people talk to me about sort of planning, my first question is, well, unpredictability of time, So you don't know how many hours you've got left. You don't know how many days. So plan for the worst and hope for the best, you know. So a lot of people will say, well, I don't really have much in the way of assets, or I don't own much. I don't really need a last will and testament. It really, really is important to have a last will and testament, because you don't know when you may go across that rainbow bridge. And not having a last will and testament is so devastating for those that are left behind. So just be very aware that time is unpredictable. The other thing about time, it changes all the time, pardon the pun. Don't you think so, eh?
Well, I mean, your scenarios. Your scenarios can change, well, in an instant. Exactly. if I could maybe use an analogy, if you look at the rugby on Saturday night, how a short space of time could have made a big difference had something happened. That's how unpredictable things are.
I mean, I don't want to mention the big C, but look what happened. That was like quick, you know. So if you look, what are we today? November 2023. If you think back on your November 2022, the plans that you made and how they were changed because of events, that were out of your control. So when you're planning your finances, you've got to be aware that life happens, things change. So your financial planning, your finance, your money issues, they all need to be sort of taken into account, the unpredictability and the changeability of time. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, even in a small business context, a lot of small businesses didn't survive because they didn't have a backup plan or an emergency fund. If you're an individual, we like to call it an emergency fund, or you can call it a rainy day fund if you like. Yeah, so, you know, plan for that. You know, we don't know. A friend of mine that lives in America, geez, those guys are ruthless when it comes to employment, you know. He was telling me that you could go to work on a Friday and leave that afternoon without a job because that's how unpredictable, well, South African employment laws are obviously a lot different. But that can happen. You know, you may get ill and can't work. So check out those plans, those B plans, you know. Have B plans for the unpredictability of time. So I always like to have, in my planning, have a bit of a backup so that if time issues and events happen that I have not foreseen, I actually can weather that storm, you know. Yes, so for me, that's so important. And then from another aspect from time, and maybe I'm going to stop preaching now, from another aspect of time is that if you're going to invest money or you're going to have a look at a investment product, take into account time. You know, so one of the first questions I ask when clients ask me is, okay, Thane, I've got this amount of money, I'd like to invest it. Now, because I know my clients pretty well, I will always confirm for how long do you want to invest this? Because an investment for 6 months has got a totally different profile to an investment for 5 years if you want to make good investment decisions. So, you know, if Tani Dora wants to invest money for her holiday in December, I can't go and put it in an equity or a unit trust or a share fund, because even though that fund will do famously well over 5 years, it's not going to do the reliability in 6 weeks is not going to be good. So she might find herself with 20% less when she needs the money in December. So you've got to ask that question, is how long am I investing for? By the same token, if Wayne wants to invest money for his retirement in 10 years' time, to be putting it in the bank and earning an interest rate is going to be crazy, because he's going to not get the same growth. He may have a very good return now because interest rates are high, but as we all know, time changes everything, and investments have cycles, and cash will be good. And if you think back a few years ago, it was terrible, and then shares were good, and now they are taking a little bit of a thumping, but the cycle will come through, and each investment has its own time profile, you know. So ask the question when you're investing, or let your financial advisor know, this is the time period I'm investing for, so he can choose a suitable product.
And talking about those products, you know, we were just chatting off air, and I was telling you about the an article that I read about a guy that was charged for running a Ponzi scheme, and he took people for millions, literally for millions.
Yeah.
And he had the backing of financial advisors, but that's a different story altogether. But what I'm getting at is that he offered unbelievable interest rates, and that's where the warning signs, the bells should have been ringing loudly, is, you know, how are you able to achieve those fantastic interest rates?
Yeah, you know, Wayne, well, maybe let's just, like, a very basically, a Ponzi scheme essentially works in a way that you take money from people, offer them a heck of a good interest rate, and then you take that same money and you give it to other people for interest. So essentially, somebody eventually is going to lose out because it just is not sustainable, you know. So I hate, though, when I hear that, because what happens is financial advisors are then all painted with the same brush. Yeah, my financial advisor did. But so two things out of that. Number one, Ponzi schemes always arise, and they arise because of two things, I believe. It's my personal opinion. Number one is people are greedy. wow, I can, instead of getting 9% at the bank, I'm going to get 19% per month from this investment. And the other thing is people are desperate.
Yeah.
You know,
so you'll go at anything.
They need to generate a decent income, and it normally lasts for a short while and then all fall down. But a rule of thumb is very, very important to bear in mind. If you can get currently, I think it's like 9% from the bank, anything that you are offered above 9% carries a bit of risk of losing your capital.
Mm.
You know, so if you're going to get offered 9%, and I'm talking per year, not per month.
Per month, right, right.
Yeah. If you get 12% per year, that's possible. There's going to be a risk attached to it, and you have to make sure that that investment is suitable for you. If you're getting offered 9% per month, that immediately, you don't even have to tell me anything anymore. I'm just going to say, stay away.
Yeah.
You know? So if you take 9% and you divide it by 12, what are you going to get? About 0.8 of a percent of a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some guys offering you 8% per month. Come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's too good, if it sounds too good to be true, it really is.
It probably is. So you know, just be careful. And once again, you know, choose your financial advisors very, very carefully. Because obviously every industry, no matter how many checks and balances you've got, has its operators and shady characters.
Yeah, you see, the thing is with these Ponzi characters, they target the financial advisors, because financial advisors are normally the people that have access to clients' financial information.
Mm.
So they'll know if that client has got money available to invest. So if you are being offered this product by a financial advisor, the first question you've got to ask is, what is the risk?
Mm.
And there's been so many determination by the ombudsman where clients have signed amazingly complex documents without really knowing what they signed. So you do have that backup. If you're feeling aggrieved, you can go to the ombudsman. But just be aware of the golden rule. The higher the return, the higher the risk. Mm. And the other reason why I don't want to call them financial advisors. I want to call them product sellers.
Mm.
Because a financial advisor would know that this is not a sustainable investment, is the financial advisors are normally offered huge amounts of commission and fees. So it becomes very attractive for a financial advisor to, sorry, not a financial advisor, a product seller. Yeah. To actually sell this product to you, because he knows if he's going to get maybe 5% commission or fees, whereas he would otherwise perhaps only get 1, 2, or 3%. So those are the two things to be very aware of when you offer these huge amounts of interest that are way, way above the bank. How much is the person that's selling it to you getting as a commission? And number two, is this thing sustainable because of that high interest rate you are being given?
So buyer beware.
Also another bit of a prick, another bit of a sermon there. But you know what? I get so angry because these kind of things do harm the industry. And there are a lot of good people out there that are helping people with their monies.
Mm.
And then you just need one character like this one you mentioned this morning.
Yeah.
And it does a lot of harm.
I can imagine that it's because people tend to paint the whole industry with the same brush. And unfortunately,
exactly,
without looking at all the details. Well, Thane, once again, very, very interesting. And it just shows we've got to look after our time and we've got to look after our money.
And look after our money.
And if somebody wants to get in touch with you and maybe they are looking for a financial advisor, and they want to get some good, solid advice, how do they get in touch?
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, I know. You're welcome. Most welcome to contact us on 043-727-1340. And now that you've got your pen and pencil, your paper handy, 043-727-1340. And we have an email at info@verso, that's verso.co.za. Pop us a mail. There's no obligation. I will be more than happy to help you.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again. Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Cheerio then. Bye-bye. And that's Thane with today's edition of Financial Money Talk. No, not Money Talk. I've just had a complete brain freeze. But Practical Finance, and we do keep it practical on Wild Coast Radio. And this will be on our website later today as well. So pop on to wildcoastradio.co.za.